Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A national all-volunteer small business assistance organization is celebrating its 60th anniversary this year. They stay busy in our state with free mentoring services and workshops, and today we have one of their volunteers on the phone. Roy Anderson is chair of the Charleston chapter of SCORE. Roy, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Congratulations on 60 years.
Yeah, it's a big year for us. Started in 1964 as part of the Small Business Administration. The whole reason for starting it, the SBA knew that the skills and leadership of retired executives was very important to harness to help support the largest part of our economy, which is micro and small businesses. We have expanded our volunteer profile, though, to not just retired folks, but to also include people working full or part-time, which brings in some of the younger folks out there that are business execs that can help with things like digital marketing and other things that are newer on the landscape.
Tell us a little bit more about SCORE here in our state.
Okay, SCORE here in our state, we've got a district that has 5 chapters, Charleston being the largest. We have approximately 40 members that are serving clients locally, even more mentors if you look out across the other chapters across South Carolina. So all the large metro areas are covered. We have probably about 200 or more mentors serving clients across the state.
Give us an idea of some of the services and workshops that your organization offers.
Number one, the core has always been our free mentoring services across a variety of areas. Obviously, business startup planning, marketing, sales, business formation, financial planning, helping to get funding from local banks or local community development funds, among many other things that even include subject matter expert areas in finance or even using software. Number two, workshops that provide live or in webinar form to view at your own convenience from across like tons of topics. One of our favorites is business planning using our Lean Canvas, which is just a one-page document that gets people started using a matrix of 12 boxes, looking at how your product's unique, what marketing you may need, and then looking at some of the tough things like funding and getting it off the ground. Number three, we typically support the community. So we have outreach to local chambers of commerce. We work with veterans, business services, local municipal business development offices, and other small businesses as well.
Well, it sounds like you guys are definitely staying busy. Can you maybe share a success story with us that you guys have had personal experience with in helping an entrepreneur?
Sure. Right here in Charleston, we have a company that's even been awarded here in the state called Bag Valet, founded by Amanda Sheridan. Born from a real-world need. As an Uber driver, she became aware of the ongoing problem and inconvenience to Charleston's visitors, hauling luggage around, small shops, restaurants, even cobblestone streets, doing city tours. And that discovery as an Uber driver led her to the idea to create Charleston's original mobile luggage service solution. The company basically assists travelers bridge the gap between lodging, accommodations, flights by providing daily luggage storage and door-to-door service. So what SCORE did to help Bag Valet was when she had the idea, helped her with growth and mentorship ideas. SCORE typically does things like business planning support, taking the concept to reality, to market research, which a lot of small business entrepreneurs don't typically dive into as deep as they could to really understand what alternatives there are to the service or the product they're trying to bring to market, and then try to figure out whether this unfulfilled need that customers will they pay for it, and what kind of price points are you looking at. So for Amanda, it was B2B networking, going beyond trying to do any kind of consumer related stuff, working with hotels, inns, et cetera, to expand the network and actually have the service available at the concierge desk for people to look at. Also, things like financial projections are core for support. When will the business break even? Where are the economies of scale for a business like this one? And of course, scaling up the business was very important for Amanda, working with both Pam and Mel Flaming, two of our local mentors at the time.
Well, Roy, great information. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Roy Anderson is chair of the Charleston chapter of SCORE, the all-volunteer small business assistance organization. We will have a link to their webpage posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. You can find us, in fact, anywhere you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.